Pilgrim Partners, one of the things that I got to do as pastor of a congregation is pick the hymns. And that meant that every year I could pick hymn 84, Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn. And if you had been a member of my congregation over the years, you would sing this every year on Christmas, interspersed with the readings from Luke chapter 2 on which the hymn is based. We'll again do that this morning. The translation that I'm using is a little different from the one you're accustomed to. In between the verses, you will be singing the stanzas of hymn 84. The last reading is from Revelation 19 and 20. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the village inn.
Christians awake, salute the happy morn, where on the Savior of the world was born. Rise to adore the mystery of love, which hosts of angels chanted from above.
That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. "In the highest, glory to God. On earth, peace. Among men, goodwill."
Hands, O Lord, with all
When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about the child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished.
To Bethlehem straight, enlightened shepherds ran to see the wonder God had wrought for men, and found with Joseph and the blessed maid her son, the Savior, in a manger laid.
But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them, and because they had seen the child just as the angel had said. Then the 24 elders and the four living beings fell down and worshiped God who was sitting on the throne. They cried out, "Amen, hallelujah." And from the throne came a voice that said, "Praise our God, all his servants, from the least to the greatest, all who fear him." Then I heard again what sounded like the shout of a huge crowd, or the roar of mighty ocean waves, or the crash of loud thunder. Alleluia! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and honor him, for the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God, like a beautiful bride prepared for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, the house of God is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will remove all of their sorrow, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain, for the old world and all its evils are gone forever."
Thus may we hope the angelic hosts among to sing reading the spectrum song.
holy child. Make thee a bed soft, undefiled within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. My heart for very joy doth leap, my lips no more can silence keep. I too must sing with joyful tongue that ancient, that sweetest ancient cradle song. Glory to God in highest heaven, who unto us his Son hath given, while angels sing with pious birth a glad new year to all the earth. Amen. There is an announcement.